أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فارتقب يوم تأتي السماء بدخان مبين يغشى الناس هذا عذاب أليم ربنا اكشف عنا العذاب إنا مؤمنون أنى لهم الذكرى وقد جاءكم رسول مبين ثم تولوا عنه وقالوا معلم مجنون إنا كاشف العذاب قليلا إنكم عائدون يوم نبطش البطشة الكبرى إنا منتقمون صدق الله العظيم. In the ayats we discussed yesterday, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about the Quran al-Kareem, its revelation on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as Laylatim Mubarakah, the blessed night, the night of Qadr. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about Allah sending down the different commandments on this auspicious night and some of the qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The very first ayat here, Allah ta'ala says, فَارْتَقِبْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wait. يَوْمَ تَأْتِ السَّمَاءُ بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ What should you wait for? Wait for the day when the skies will bring about a very clear smoke. Ya Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala commands our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the light of the difficulties that Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going through in Makkah Mukarramah. We discussed that this was a Makki surah, a surah that was revealed before the hijrah, and all the difficulties that he went through, the persecutions that the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum went through. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wait for this day that when you see that the skies will bring about this very clear smoke. Now when we speak about the smoke, what are we talking about? What is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaking about? There was one incident that had already taken place with regards to the smoke. There is one incident that will take place with regards to the smoke, and hence some of the Sahaba speak about the incident that will take place, and that is one of the major signs of the day of Qiyamah. When our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam speaks about in many ahadith the sun rising from the west as an absolute major sign of the day of Qiyamah, in those kind of ahadith Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam also speaks about the smoke that will be all over the atmosphere, all over the air. And then in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains the effects of the smoke. Today, if there is smoke around, we will find that all and sundry will be affected by the smoke. But that will be such a smoke that Nabi Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the kuffar, the disbelievers in some hadith, the munafiqeen have also been included, that when this smoke is inhaled by them, when they go through the smoke, it will permeate throughout the entire body. And then it will come out from the pores of the skin and even the little holes of the body, like that of the nostrils, the ears, etc., the navel. Only smoke will come out. In one hadith, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this smoke will begin to obliterate some of the senses, like that of hearing, speaking, etc. But with regards to the mu'min, with regards to the believer, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it will just be a cause of a little cold that the Muslim will go through, a little bit of inconvenience, and the Muslim, the mu'mineen, the true believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will survive it without much difficulty. So that is one smoke that the hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about, and some of the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in used to say that this ayah refers to that smoke that will become a major sign of the day of Qiyamah, that O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fartaqib, wait for that day when this major sign will take place. Then all those that had opposed the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those that did not bring iman, those who mocked Islam, and those that made kufr in general, will be severely affected by that smoke. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, yaghsha an-nas, that smoke will begin to surround and envelop the people. Hada adabun aleem, and that is a very great, a very painful punishment. Then we find in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the incident of Ad-Dukhan. The surah Ad-Dukhan refers to smoke that had taken place in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the persecution became unbearable by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on one occasion Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, he made dua to Allah, Allah, cast upon them, bring upon them the difficulties, the famine, the drought for 7 years, like the drought that had taken place in the time of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam. He was the Nabi of Allah. He could not take any more, and hence it brought him to this stage where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes this dua to Allah. That dua gets accepted by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and a famine, a drought hits Makkah Mukarrama, and shortage of food, scarcity of food. To this extent, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala describes the occasion, and he says that the people began to eat bones, they began to eat carrion, they began to eat the animals that died, and we can see in this drought what happens. There was absolutely nowhere out of the famine. As important as Makkah was as a center of trade and commerce, but there was no food coming into Makkah. Allah had blocked all the ways, and the people of Makkah went through those difficulties. Now, like how when we are in this drought, where our eyes normally would go towards the sky, would go upwards, we would try to look for the clouds. Of course, we will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they did the same. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would show the people of Makkah, when they would look up towards the sky, they would only see smoke in the place of clouds. Some ulama have described it differently, that because of the extreme hunger, the extreme suffering, the extreme thirst, that when they looked up, they would only see smoke because of their own physical condition. And hence Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is of the opinion, or was of the opinion, that this ayah refers to that incident that had already taken place. That O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wait for this adab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to come in your absolute lifetime. And obviously then they made dua to Allah, رَبَّنَا اكْشِفْ عَنَّا الْعَذَابَ إِنَّا مُؤْمِنُونَ. O Allah, remove from us this adab. If you remove this adab, inna mu'minun, certainly we will be believers, we bring iman in you. But like the Bani Israel, Allah says, anna lahum al-dhikra, wa qad ja'ahum rasulun mubin. That how would this admonition, how would this advice, how would this receive the understanding, wa qad ja'ahum rasulun mubin. That before this, the manifest Rasul, in other words, the Rasul, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had come with a very clear message. He spoke very clearly about Tawheed. He was there, they didn't bring Iman. How are they going to bring Iman at this stage? ثُمَّ تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ. And when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come, they had turned away from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Turning away in itself was one evil. وَقَالُوا مُعَلَّمٌ مَجْنُونٌ. They began to refer to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Muallam. Now Muallam is a person that has been taught. Muallim is a person that teaches. And he came, إِنَّمَا بُعِشْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I had been sent as a muallim. I had been sent as a teacher. They began to say that he was taught by some unknown source, and some of them would say it was shaitan, it was jinnat, and majnoon wa na'udhu billah. They refer to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being insane, and hence they themselves had to make dua to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we will remove this adab. Inna kashiful adab qalila. We will try them out, we will test them out, we will remove this adab qalila for a very short while, for some period of time. Innakum aahidun. And when we do that, you will return to your kufr, you will turn to your disbelief. And hence in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this was the state of the people of Makkah, this would be the state of the disbelievers, this should never be the state of a mu'min. That we go through difficulties, we ask from Allah, and then we petition Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make all the promises. When Allah removes the difficulties, we go back to our old ways. يَوْمَ نَبْطِشُ الْبَطْشَةَ الْكُبَرَىٰ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that on the day we will seize them, a very great seizing, In other words, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gets hold of them, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will get hold of them, and such seas Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will seize them with, that there will be no escape from them. Inna muntaqimun, and we are such that we will measure our vengeance, we will measure the adab more than that they will not get, but exactly according to their doings, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will punish. Now here, this refers to the day of Qiyamah, and Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that one small Qiyamah that they had seen when Allah Ta'ala had got hold of them, and that was the day of Badr, that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala showed them that all around them there was all the air arms and ammunition, but there was no way out for them but total defeat. And in that way Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala showed how Allah had got hold of them. So in these ayat Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala show us that there will be a time when Allah's adab does come down, and there will be a time when people will petition Allah, but they will turn away from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala soon thereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.